The next day was Saturday, so fortunately we didn't have any academic or dance classes. But that didn't mean we didn't have any work to do, even under normal conditions. You know, when you're not in the cast of a major television program. Saturdays at the Mountain Shadows Academy mean rehearsals, rehearsals, and more rehearsals. And then some more rehearsals. When I had arrived back to my room the night before, I found my schedule and discovered that Nick Galliano and I would be learning a cha-cha. We were supposed to meet in Studio B at 10 in the morning for a 2-hour choreography session and then spend the rest of the day practicing. Dance, dance, dance. My kind of day. With all the excitement of the day's events, my suite mates and I, well, not Bev, were up most of the night talking, so I totally overslept Saturday morning. As great as it was to be away at school with no parents, I had to admit that my mom yelling at me to get up was way better than any alarm clock could ever be. This whole responsibility thing was going to take some getting used to.
Morning, sunshine.
I strained to open my eyes one at a time, blinking as bright sunlight nearly blinded me. I didn't remember leaving my blinds open. What the...
Wake up, Sleeping Beauty,
Maya said. The taller girl towered over my prone position with a big grin on her face. Maybe she'd take my mom's place and threaten to pour water over my head if I didn't get out of bed.
How did you get in here? I asked.
Simple. Your door was unlocked.
Mental forehead smack.
What time is it? I groaned. 9:45. You've got exactly 15 minutes to drag your sorry butt out of bed to the dining hall to grab a bagel and off to the studio.